Out of five, there's a human trafficking forum taking place this week. We have the clerk of the court for Broward County, Brenda Foreman. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Rodney. How are you?
Quite well. Also with us, the president of the National Director of Investigative Operations for the Anti-Predator Project, Trent Steele. Clerk of the court, Foreman.
It's called my Human Trafficking Prevention Summit, which will be happening on Friday, April 19th, happening in my jury room, 201 Southeast 6th Street, Fort Lauderdale. That is the Broward County Main Courthouse. Get there by 8:30 to check in, but it's from 9 to 12.
Mr. Steele, you track predators across the country. How bad is South Florida?
Florida generally comes in third in the country, right behind New York and California. South Florida, obviously, one of the worst areas of Florida. We've seen a huge increase in human trafficking activity since COVID started. A lot more kids spending time online, leaving to go meet people that they've met online. So since COVID, we've seen a big uptick in incidences like that here in South Florida.
Human trafficking is not just sex trafficking. I see farm workers being exploited in South Florida, some restaurant workers, and the sex industry.
Here in South Florida, we're in a unique spot because we have down south in Miami, we've got the Redlands, the farmland, we've got the tourism industry, the hotels, the restaurants, but then we've also got the sex industry here, right? That also is bound around our tourism industry. So we're in an interesting space here in South Florida where we have both labor trafficking and a significant amount of sex trafficking here as well. In fact, I believe a few years ago, Homeland Security had a big raid. I think they arrested a farm down in the Redlands. They were having a bunch of El Salvadorian men pick strawberries, I believe, for like 25 cents a flat.
They take their shoes and everything, and
yep.
You can't leave the camp. Who should attend this forum?
Everyone should attend. We have a great panel. We have the Honorable Stacey Ross, the Honorable Elijah Williams, the Honorable Angelica Zayas, State Attorney's Office from Miami-Dade County, Alexandra Martinez. We also have four survivors. We have law enforcement. So we're asking everyone and anyone that can attend this event on April 19th, please come out. Bring kids. This is for everybody. You never know until it happens to you.
And Mr. Steele, you'll have information about human trafficking prevention for the attendees.
We can provide that while everybody's there. We're going to speak about that. We talk about this all the time, and this is one of the reasons I love doing events like this, is because I would rather be able to talk to the community, talk to parents, talk to kids before something bad happens, right? This is the fun conversation, the nice end of the conversation where we can keep something bad from happening. It's a lot better than when I'm on the phone at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning with a parent whose child has just gone missing, or with the family of a loved one who's been trafficked, or with a detective from a law enforcement agency that needs help on a case. So these are my favorite kind of conversations to have before something bad happens, to try to keep it from happening.
Clerk Foreman, a contact number for more information?
The contact number that you can call is 954-831-7019. That's 954-831-7019.
Much success this Friday at your Human Trafficking Summit. Clerk of the Court for Broward County, Brenda Foreman, and President and National Director for Investigative Operations, the Anti-Predator Project, Trent Steele. Thank you both.
Thank you, Rodney.